Egypt is the largest export destination in the world for U.S. beef livers and one of the largest for beef variety meat. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, Travis Arp, Senior Director of Export Services and Access, explains how important regulatory changes will help keep Egypt a reliable market.
The issue of zero tolerance on residues of veterinary drugs like ractopamine and synthetic hormones goes back all the way to 2014, 2015. And these were standards that the Egyptian Ministry of Agriculture and Veterinary Service had on the books for a long time, but the government started enforcing those standards to a much higher degree than what they previously had. And so we started seeing quite a few rejections of shipments of U.S. liver. And so because of that, it really interrupted the commercial business in Egypt. Exporters were having to get their product tested and retested before it could clear customs. And in a lot of situations, these exporters started looking to diversifying markets outside of Egypt because it had created such an uneven business situation for what had typically been an extremely reliable market.
Egypt's ractopamine residue limit for livers is stricter than the international standard, but will still provide sufficient relief.
One of the main concerns by the Egyptian government was that the population in Egypt consumes a much higher amount of beef liver and even products like kidneys and hearts than many other countries or regions in the world consume. And so the Egyptian government set that standard for maximum residue limits for ractopamine on liver at 20 parts per billion, which is actually half of what the international standard is. But really, we see that as still being a much better outcome than having zero tolerance and should be sufficient to really protect the business from further rejections.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.